For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials haven't ruled out finding more suspicious packages in the coming days on top of the 14 they've already found so far sent to critics of President Trump. But police say it was the work of Cesar Sayak, and he's now under arrest. Investigators say a trail of DNA evidence left on the packages steered them towards Sayak. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayak.
President Trump at a rally in Charlotte.
These terrorist actions must be prosecuted and punished to the fullest extent of the law. We all know that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Florida Panhandle talking to victims of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail talking about President Trump as he was stumping for Democrats in Milwaukee.
I've got to believe that there's certain things that transcend party, and that whatever your political background, I'm hoping you think it's wrong to hear people spend years, months, vilifying people, questioning their patriotism, calling them enemies of the people, and then suddenly you're concerned about civility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There was a brief scare as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were about to land in Australia. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan were on a Qantas jetliner along with reporters returning to Sydney, Australia after visiting Tonga on their 16-day South Pacific tour. Everything was normal during the flight until they arrived in Sydney.
And then suddenly the plane just pulled up and then began to ascend very, very quickly.
That was one of the many reporters aboard, NBC correspondent Keir Simmons. The pilot of the Qantas jetliner forced to pull up just before that landing because another plane was taking too long to get off the runway. No one was injured, the Royals' plane landing on a second approach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent tells us about this year's popular Halloween costumes.
The Donald Trump costume has slipped from 71st most popular last year to 125th this year. Political costumes just aren't hot, according to the research. This year's trendy costumes are game characters, superheroes, and dinosaurs. Fortnite, an online video game first released in 2017 and developed by Epic Games, tops the list of most searched for costumes. It's followed by Spider-Man. Others in the top 20 include Harley Quinn, Superhero, Wonder Woman, and The Incredibles. Also ranking high, the classics like witches, pirates, dinosaurs, and unicorns. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.